I thank Allah, the Lord of the worlds, and I ask Him to raise the rank of our Master Muhammad and to protect His nation from that which He fears for them. Thereafter, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ أَحَدَكُمْ إِذَا عَمِلَ عَمَلًا أَنْ يُتْقِنَهُ قِيلَ وَمَا إِتْقَانُهُ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ قَالَ يُخْلِصُهُ مِنَ الرِّيَاءِ وَالْبِدْعَةِ رواه ابن حبان. This hadith means, certainly Allah accepts one's good deed when it is properly performed. Someone inquired, how would that be, O Messenger of Allah? The Prophet replied, one does it only for the sake of God and according to the rules of the religion, narrated by Ibn Hibban. What is required of every Muslim is to be sincere in his acts of obedience to Allah, whether the act is an obligation or a recommended matter. Sincerity is highly required as it is the basis for receiving rewards when performing an act of worship. Hence, every one of you should be sincere in his deeds. Allah the Exalted does not reward for an act unless it is performed with sincerity. The innate nature of oneself tends towards insincerity. Staying away and safeguarding oneself from it is among the most difficult matters a person would encounter. One's heart will not be completely clean from insincerity unless great effort is put forth. Hence, each one of us must be sincere when performing the good deeds, that is, to perform the good deeds merely in obedience to Allah Ta'ala. One would say in his heart, I perform this act seeking Allah's acceptance. So the one who takes good heed in being sincere at all times would find it easy to work with an administrator or to be an administrator himself. Both matters would be the same for him because his ultimate aim is to gain the acceptance of Allah, and hence one would not give any regard to the bad inclinations of his self. Humbleness or humility is of great importance. The Prophet, peace be upon him, mentioned that humbleness is a great act of worship. Many people are oblivious of this. The Prophet, peace be upon him, said what means, you are indeed oblivious to a great act of worship, humility. A Muslim should not enforce his opinion over another unless backed by religious proof. One should not intend to have his opinion always be over others. This is a quality of being humble and assists one in having pure intentions. If one knows about the hereafter and realizes its reality, it will be easy for that person to leave the matters that do not gain the acceptance of Allah the Exalted and to choose that which gains the acceptance of Allah. Muslims experience a great deal of harm after the Prophet, may Allah raise his rank, immigrated. Those non-believers who associated partners to Allah used to prevent the companions from following the Prophet to Medina. They even said to Suhaib, you have to hand over all your wealth before we will allow you to follow your Prophet. So he chose the hereafter and handed over all his wealth. Praise be to Allah, among Muslims are those who have handed over large sums of money for the growth of this nation. May Allah bless them. O Allah, grant us the ability to live our life according to the methodology of Prophet Muhammad and enable us to die on that methodology. Praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, and Allah knows best.